This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout-out goes to our fantastic military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and via the Internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America, and all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Not to forget about our bulk mail centers and our bulk mail haulers. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour, and here she is, Ms. Rosemary.
Hi, Captain, and hi, everybody. And I actually had two messages for tonight, and I had to split them, so we'll do it that way. But first I want to say hi to everybody, and yes, 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 because a lot of people are asking or have asked, tomorrow night is blessing night, so be sure to be online or on the radio tomorrow, which means the next show. And Professor Dan, we got to call you Professor because you really are. We love when you come on. I'll tell you, if anybody doesn't know, Dan is just the same when you talk to him. He's always just kind of level-headed, and he's just easy to listen to, and he's extremely brilliant. What a combination. And to the rest of you, I will be giving your names tomorrow night, so be sure to be online. And now, let's see, want to welcome back somebody that's been gone a while because she was ill, and that's Miss Beulah in Texas. And by the way, Texas, you poor people driving down in that area, down in Soho, I was telling the captain, that's where my sister lived.
Just looked at the weather, San Antonio and Austin. There's some really bad weather coming across.
Yeah, my sister, God bless her soul. May she rest in peace. All right. Let me get with this one. I have another message for people that live in guilt because of some of that, but this is the opposite. Pastor Michelle on the Joy Music Group gave a little message, and it was so heartwarming, I wept. And if I weep, that means I have to go on the show so you guys can hear it because somebody needs to hear this. Okay, this is a story, a true story. There was a lady who had been involved in, when she was younger, with alcohol and drugs. It happens. It just happens. I don't know how deep, but she was. And then she found the Lord and made a 180-degree turn. She joined the church and did anything they wanted. She loved the Lord and even started teaching school. Her morals and beliefs were beyond reproach. She loved the Lord. Well, the pastor's son of this church, she fell in love with her. And she, in return, and they planned a legal marriage. Well, a few of the church members, you're legalistic, cotton-picking, the ones I don't like, you know, that judge everyone, said, oh, no, her past, which was years ago, and he couldn't take it anymore. So in love, he stood up, the pastor's son, and said, how dare you judge this lady, my fiancé, who is on trial here? And these are true words. He said, my fiancé, who was forgiven by the Lord because of the blood he shed, and by the way, the reason I'm giving it is timely because we just had Easter, and when she gave her life over to God totally, she should now be on trial? Who's on trial? And he has said these words, you know, are we not putting the blood of Jesus and him back on trial? Was not it enough that he shed his blood so we could live under grace and forgiveness? My fiance, I don't know her name, he gave it. He said, she's given her all and loves, and I will marry her. And I mean, he really stood up for her. And so kind of made the church members take a back seat and say, well, maybe we are being a little bit too judgmental here. Yeah, and by the way, and this is for people who really are forgiven. Now, there are evildoers that never, never change. This message is not for them. You need to change. She did such a change. And so if any of you, I'm telling you, for two groups, first of all, she got it. And the church finally did, and the pastor's son did. But you're forgiven. That's why we had Easter. That's why he shed his blood. However, there's another thing, and I'm going to give a message on this soon. There are a lot of people that live in guilt that don't have to. Say, I'm using, for example, somebody that is in the service, you lose someone, and you made it. Same as the fire department. They made it. You're carrying guilt around. You don't know it, but you are. Some do. You don't have to. That person was, I hate to say this, that person was meant to go. You were meant to stay. There's a reason. Even in my own profession, I was in we won't call the medical field, but when I was in law enforcement, you know, you're going to see people go, and you remain. I've often asked, why did my whole family go? My two sisters, I just asked, why am I remaining? Don't know the answer. But with me, there's no guilt. You cannot live in any kind of guilt. And I'm dealing with people that are, and I can tell you that there's a reason for everything. There's a timing. You know, we make a contract with God even before we come as to death. That's why I don't question death even. I don't believe there's that many accidents. So I'm talking to two different groups here. You know, someone just went to the cross, the Son of God, to release us from all of that. So don't carry guilt that you don't need to carry. It's not for you. Please be free from that. And again, tomorrow night, there'll be a special healing blessings, because I can see there needs to be mental, emotional, physical healings. And God bless you all, every one of you that are so loyal to this show, to the captain. And I know I hear, Captain, I could get tired of people telling me how much they love you when they talk to me on the phone, but I say I never get tired of them telling me. They can tell me. And he is our captain, and I tell you, we couldn't be more blessed. And I feel blessed just to be a part of all you all, because we have the smartest, the best group. I don't say that lightly. May God bless each of you. And yes, tomorrow will be the blessings, and there'll be healing blessings. So be sure to be online or get on the radio. Thank you so much. God bless you, Captain. God bless America.
All right, Ian, we call it the Captain's Army for a reason, because we're all part of this, and we're all part of the Captain's Army, and we're all moving in the same general direction, which is full speed ahead. Damn the torpedoes. It's all about America. All about America. All right, we're coming right back with more, and your phone calls will be welcome at 877-969-8600. Kathy is going to tell you again. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America on a gorgeous night here in my backyard, and I hope the weather's fine where you're at. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by a brand new social media company called Hub.life. That's HUB.life. Now, this is a brand new social media website, unlike others, because we know what they do at the Facebooks and the Twitters of the world. They block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, in some cases even support Donald Trump, and they believe in American values. Depending on how rowdy you get over on Facebook, you'll get yourself banned very quickly. You know that, the people that have had that happen to you. So, I want you to check out Hub.life. They are the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. So stop being silenced, quit waiting to get out of jail, and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join, never a crime to express your beliefs, Hub.life. And I'm over there. I have a page there. I'm not moving over there totally because I can't. I got 250,000 followers on 12 different sites that I pages that I operate over at Facebook, and I just can't move them all at one time. It doesn't work that way. Speaking of which, coming up Saturday, I'd like to invite all of you that can make it to join me from noon to 3 p.m. at the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet on North Dale Mabry, just a little bit north of the Gaithert High School, 14614 North Dale Mabry. Now, they're going to have another sale. And I'm going to be there with my coupons that I have, the $500 discount coupons. Means exactly what it says. You go in there, you make your best deal on the vehicle, and you get another $500 off because of the coupon you got. And Moss invites you to participate in their six-month no-payment program. You can start your summer right with a new car or a pre-owned Moss vehicle at Moss Family Chevrolet and have no payments until November. Now, Don Julio's Mexican restaurant, located at 2808 Bears Avenue in Tampa, will be providing the Mexican buffet for everybody to enjoy. And I know you're going to enjoy it. We had them up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey a while back, and the food was pretty good there then, so I don't expect it to be any different. The all-new Moss Family Chevrolet, Dale Mabry, in Carrollwood, just a little bit north of the Gaithier High School, 14614 North Del Mabry, and I hope to see you there this Saturday starting at 12 noon. Stop by, take a test drive in one of those gorgeous vehicles they got there. And by the way, I'm driving the Moss Titan from Moss Nissan and having a good time with it. It's a really nice truck. Now, listen to this. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out and made a statement, which was challenged by Candace Owens. The two of them have been going at it on Twitter and Facebook back and forth, and it's really, really kind of funny watching it because Candace, who's a black conservative woman, just absolutely put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in her place. Because here's what AOC had to say. Asking to be considered a refugee and applying for status isn't a crime. It wasn't for Jewish families fleeing Germany. It wasn't for targeted families fleeing Rwanda. It wasn't for communities fleeing war-torn Syria. And it isn't for those fleeing violence in Central America. Okay? Here's what Candace Owens said back to her. Imagine comparing the slaughter of 6 million Jews plus the mandated murders of 1 million Rwandans. The immigrants that just want to upgrade now and don't want to follow the rules, don't get it. This is an abhorrent, disrespectful tweet, and your low IQ is an unacceptable excuse for it. Whoa. Whoa. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And good night there, Ms. Beulah. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you feel better real soon. She's chiming in from Texas back on the air again. All right. Now, let's not forget that a lot of things are going on in this country right now, some of which are explained easily, a lot of which are not. And I've got a little blurb here, if I can get to it fast enough. Which is coming from one of our regular contributors over at the Salem Radio Network, Albert Moeller. And Albert Moeller had this to say about Sri Lanka. I want you to listen to this.
But there is another dimension of this story. Again, I said the second dimension is looking at the Western secular elites. We have to understand that something extremely strange happened late on Sunday and into Monday. It was revealed first in social media, and the names involved are very big. Former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Both of them tweeted concern about the terror attacks. Both of those tweets are themselves extremely interesting. The first came from President Obama, who tweeted, quote, "The attacks on tourists and Easter worshippers in Sri Lanka are an attack on humanity. On a day devoted to love, redemption, and renewal, we pray for the victims and stand with the people of Sri Lanka," end quote. Well, at least of interest there is the fact that Easter is simply described as a day devoted to love, redemption, and renewal. Nothing there about Christians worshiping, nothing there about Christ at all, but the strangest part are how the worshipers were identified. They were identified as Easter worshipers. That's strange. But it got a lot stranger when former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tweeted, quote, "On this holy weekend for many faiths, we must stand united against hatred and violence. I'm praying," she said, "for everyone affected by today's horrific attacks on Easter worshipers and travelers in Sri Lanka," end quote. How did that happen? How did you have two major figures, both of them major figures in the Democratic Party, both of them very popular amongst the Western secular elites, even as neither of them identifies personally as secular? How did this term Easter worshipers show up in a relatively short amount of time in tweets from both of them? And how was this constructed? How was this term put together? And why is it used rather than to say something like Christians or to identify those who were worshiping Christ? How did they become Easter worshipers? The worst reading of this, of course, is simply the English language, which would in this sense indicate that the worshipers were worshiping Easter. But in fairness to the former president and former secretary of state, that's almost assuredly not what they meant. What they meant was worshipers on the day of Easter. But why refer to them as Easter worshipers? Why is there an aversion amongst so many in the Western elites to recognizing that it is Christianity that is being targeted and was specifically targeted in these attacks? You don't come up with a phrase like Easter worshipers and then see it used over and over again in a very short amount of time unless it is an explicit effort to try to be creative and come up with some way to avoid any reference to Christianity. Just Easter worshipers. It's also really clear that in the immediate aftermath of the attacks, officials in Sri Lanka had a pretty good idea that it was an Islamist organization that was behind the attacks. That was also pretty clear within the context, but there was an unwillingness on the part of the Western media to say that until the Sri Lankan government confirmed it. We can say that that might be responsible journalism, but we also have to note just how understated Islam has been in the reporting even after the Sri Lankan government made this clear. The secular West wants to avoid any kind of theological argument. It wants to act like all theological arguments are simply now relegated to the past. It doesn't know how to handle a strong theological argument, whether it's coming from conversionist Christianity or militant Islam. It simply wants to act as if there's nothing theological going on here. Nothing to see. Keep moving.
Now, I told you about Sri Lanka right off the bat when we first reported it. Told you right off the bat, not only was this a terrorist attack, but that it couldn't have been done by the low-level people that we found out within an hour or two had warned the government 10 days prior that there would be attacks on the Sri Lankan people on Easter at churches and other places where they gathered. The signature of these bombs was too obvious. This reek of ISIS and the way they do things. And come to find out, that's exactly who it is. By the way, there is a picture on the internet. I'm not going to bother sharing it. There's a picture on the internet of the leader of this group in Sri Lanka standing in front of an ISIS flag with a big a masked guy beside him with a big knife in his hand. I'm pretty sure we know what that means. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. First military segment coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration will fight a House Judiciary Committee subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn, who was mentioned prominently in the Russia probe report. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
It's going to be up to the attorneys, but what I can tell you is it's pretty clear what Jerry Nadler and others are trying to do here. They don't want to get to the truth. They want to get to this president. And at this point, I don't know what Jerry Nadler thinks he's going to get that Robert Mueller didn't.
Nadler and committee Democrats want to hear more from McGahn, depicted in the Mueller report as ignoring an order from President Trump to fire Mueller, fearing it would be considered obstruction of justice. Two Chicago brothers who say they helped Jesse Smollett stage an attack against himself are suing Smollett's attorneys, accusing them of defamation by continuing to insist publicly that they actually carried out the attack on the Empire actor. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch and our military news and veterans news is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, National Aviation Academy, that has two locations to serve you, one in Boston, Massachusetts, Concord, a suburb of, and one right here in Clearwater, Florida, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, do you know where you're going to be in 14 months? Will your paycheck be at the grade that your skills deserve? Well, how would you like over $87,000 to work for an annual paycheck? How would you like that? That's the number of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics that they give to the top 10% of aircraft mechanics. Now, if you're good at working with your hands as a career, using that as an airframe and power plant technician, that can all be yours in 14 months at National Aviation Academy in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. You receive lifetime career placement assistance. NAA team members are also trained to help vets and active duty military transition from military to a job in the private sector. And National Aviation does have a few openings left in the April 26th class and the May 31st class at both of their locations. For more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, go to NAA.com. That's NAA.com. Again, NAA.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, a lot of information tonight. A lot of things going on, military news around the world. First of all, we definitely know that Sri Lanka's health minister held up a copy of the intelligence report while describing its contents, talking about the warning that Sri Lanka got, the police got, 10 days prior to the attack, and then two more times before that, including the day of the attack, spurring questions about what the Sri Lanka police had done to protect the public from such an attack. There's going to be a lot of questions about that. Also, remember the two U.S. soldiers who were sitting in an unmarked Customs and Border Protection vehicle south of the U.S. barrier but north of the international boundary near Clint, Texas, which is just east of El Paso? When Mexican troops moved in on them, they were outnumbered 7-2. So they decided to do what the Mexican soldiers said. Now, the problem with all this is there were no identifying decals or patches on the fatigues that the Mexican, quote, soldiers were wearing. That in itself makes me wonder whether or not they were even Mexican soldiers or they weren't members of the drug cartel over across the border that we're just over there to check and see what was going on for whatever reason. I'll be talking about that with Denise Simon, by the way. And what motivated the fellow SEALs of Special Warfare Operator Chief Edward Eddie Gallagher to rat him out and tell what he had done? Now, he'll be guided into a courtroom on May the 28th inside the Naval Base San Diego, where he'll face a panel of his peers sifting evidence in a war crimes case, the killing of an Iraqi ISIS member. Also, the increase reflects for the first time the current cost estimates for a major set of upgrades planned in the coming Block 4 modifications of the Lockheed F-35 is going to make the aircraft billions of dollars more costly. Pentagon just announced that yesterday. Wow. And House lawmakers are going to hear directly from the victims of military medical mistakes next week in a hearing looking at whether Congress should consider changing the rules regarding malpractice cases against the Department of Defense. In one case, a veteran had a foot cut off for something that he wasn't even suffering from. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, the U.S. and Japanese militaries are dismissing the possibility that China is going to find Japan's missing F-35A Lightning II aircraft before their own search parties. Certainly hope not, but there is a Chinese submarine in the area where they're looking for where the aircraft went down. And after hundreds were killed Sunday, Easter Sunday, in a series of bombings at public buildings and churches and hotels across Sri Lanka, the U.S. and Sri Lankan militaries have called off their planned cooperation afloat in readiness training exercise for this week, according to the U.S. Navy. Also, China's first aircraft carrier will take part in a naval review Tuesday, marking the People's Republic's Navy's 70th anniversary, joined by the latest generation of nuclear submarines, destroyers, and fighter jets. Won't that be interesting? Talks between the United States and the Taliban over Afghanistan's future remain risky but necessary to reach a political settlement to end decades of war. This according to a leading expert in South Korean security affairs on Monday from the United States Naval Intelligence News source. And the U.S. and India practiced hunting subs for the first time since signing a deal, making it easier to keep track of China. The exercises, which took place over Diego Garcia, were the first drills since India and the U.S. signed the Communications Compatibility and Security Agreement back in September. Also, the Army and their Rapid Equipping Force is looking to industry for a portable way for soldiers to map remote tunnels using the ground robots or drones, whichever works better for them. That'll be interesting when they're able to do that. And there's a new group called Hashtag In Our Boots, which is something that the Army senior leaders promised to spend 2019, bringing the services, recruiting, and marketing organization into the future, and are taking a big proverbial step with a new app designed to figuratively put the American people into their own boots called Hashtag In Our Boots, where you take a look at the military literally in their boots and find out what it's all about. And the Army is looking for a new small sensor system that it can mount on just about all of its ground vehicles to detect and help defeat any small drones that threaten the vehicle from wherever they're coming from. Now, did you hear about Colonel Drew Morgan? He is scheduled to be the first Army doctor to soar into space in less than 3 months. He's been chosen, the former Fort Bragg flight surgeon, he's been chosen to gear up as an astronaut and go into space. Good luck to him on that. Going to be interesting. The Army's going up into space. And the Army also right now is considering boosting their flight pay and award pilots with incentive money for career achievements in a bid to stem a record 10% attrition rate due largely to aging air crews and competition from commercial airlines that are taking pilots away from the military. And I get that. I get that. Military can't afford to make the payments, but they can certainly give them better benefits. And we'll see how all that works out. And the U.S. Army also says it will meet its readiness goals by 2022, but young sergeants and most infantry and close combat units don't know how to maneuver their squads or do basic land navigation. This, according to military.com, that's not good. We'll have to get better at that for sure. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at our next highway and byway report brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and we'll check that weather in Texas, where we've got some severe thunderstorms moving across into Oklahoma and Arkansas. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, we're all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed the Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight. He's one of the lucky ones. I know a lot of other guys are out there still on the road. By the way, Trucker Mark is sitting in Baytown, Texas tonight, and you got that weather headed in your general direction. But Trucker Eric, who happens to be in San Antonio, is probably in it right now. And let's get right to the mix here, because our Trucker's Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, four dealerships you serve, you save. People come from all around the United States to buy vehicles because of those four words, and I'll explain in a minute. Now, strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rainfall, localized flooding, and possibly a scattered tornado or two will remain possible across portions of Texas through Wednesday night. Rain and thunderstorms will then advance along the Gulf Coast and into parts of the southeast on Thursday. Meanwhile, much of the country will show above average high temperatures, and especially over the desert southwest, where there could be some records possible. Now, the rain that is in Texas right now and the severe weather is pushing itself into southeastern Oklahoma and southwestern Arkansas as we speak right now, because we have a system, a straight line system of thunderstorms that I'm looking at that stretches for probably 300 to 400 miles. And right now, if you're in San Antonio, if you're in Austin, you're getting rain, or you may be getting some of these thunderstorms. The Dallas Metroplex, you're probably going to be getting some of it if you haven't already gotten it there. Going up I-30 towards Arkansas, you're definitely going to be in it. Coming across I-20 out of Dallas and then going west all the way across through Midland, through Abilene, over to the I-10 split, you're going to be in it just about all the way. And coming across I-10 west of San Antonio, you'll be in it just about to Van Horn in Texas. So, and that's just before you make it down the mountaintop, as we like to say, the higher elevation, down into El Paso. So it's just east of El Paso. But all of this is moving to the east, northeast right now. And it's quite a line of storms. You'll see them coming before you get close. I guarantee you'll see the thunder and lightning off in the distance. So I know Catwoman and Road Dog are driving right into it. They should be getting fairly close to it right now, but we'll see. Now, you do have some scattered rain further out west. You've got some scattered rain in Nevada tonight, the northeastern part of Nevada. Scattered rain in Idaho, eastern part of Idaho and around Boise. Scattered rain in the central part of Montana. You do have some frost and freeze warnings for the mountains of California, the mountains of New Mexico, around Albuquerque, some freeze warnings up in southwestern Michigan and northern Indiana right now, and some rain that's finally making its way out of Maine, headed into Nova Scotia. That should be gone in just a matter of an hour or two. And that's what the weather looks like tonight. Again, keep your eyes there in Texas on the skies and keep your weather radio turned on, especially there in the central part of Texas tonight. San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Longview, Texarkana. You've got weather headed in your direction. Now, Moss Family Automotive has got four dealerships to serve you. And the Nissan dealerships in Newport Richey and Crystal River. Also, the Chevrolet dealership where I will be on Saturday from noon to 3 with some free food. The $500 discount certificates that I bring out with me. So if you're going to buy a vehicle, certified, pre-owned, or new, you'll be able to save an extra $500 on whatever the deal is that you make. And also, don't forget that right now, if you can take advantage of buying a new Moss vehicle, no money down and no payments for 6 months, you won't have any payments until November. So there you go. And we're going to have a nice catered meal by Don Julio's. They're going to be bringing a Mexican buffet. They are an award-winning Mexican restaurant here in the Tampa area. So looking forward to having their food again. We had it up there at Moss Nissan a little while back, and it was really good then. So I expect it'll be just as good right now. And don't forget, Moss Family Chevrolet. We see you there Saturday from noon to 3. Bring the kids. And take a test drive in one of the vehicles. Do you like a pickup truck? Hop in one of those rocky roads. Drive it around. See what it's all about. You got some really sharp vehicles there, including the Corvettes that are lined up there, the Chevrolet Corvettes. They got quite a selection of them, new and pre-owned. So stop by and take a drive. See what you have to offer there. And maybe, who knows, maybe you'll wind up with a tremendous deal. A lot of people do. A lot of people do. All right. Now, coming up, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We are going to talk about this situation where ISIS is now taking the credit for the attacks in Sri Lanka. And Denise Simon has a different take on that. But right now, we are going to go to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon on the telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, well, the headlines right now, and whether they're right or wrong, are all pointing the finger towards ISIS taking the credit for Sri Lanka. And yesterday, the Sri Lankan health minister held up a copy of the intelligence report describing its contents, spurring all kinds of questions on what the Sri Lanka police had done to protect the public from an attack after they were given advance notice of it, not once, not twice, not three times, but four different times over a 10-day period.
Pretty awful, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
We know that Islamic State likes to take credit for things they didn't necessarily do. They're taking credit because this family had pledged loyalty and fealty to Islamic State. The Islamic State, it appears, didn't finance anything, and they didn't have any kind of necessarily operatives in Sri Lanka. But the family, this leader that I mentioned yesterday on your show, he had pledged his loyalty to Islamic State, and he had his family members do the same. The photo of him standing in front of an Islamic State flag is he and a couple of his sons.
Some guy with a mask and a big knife in his hand was in that picture, too.
Yeah, well, this happens to be he and a couple of his sons. There were other sons and family members that were also part of this, but they were still at the hotel when they had checked in. They checked in separately. One person gave fake everything, and another son gave the real stuff, and they ended up with the real stuff and checking out the addresses and came to their real home. When they got there, things got a little shady, too. Another person blew themselves up. So, I mean, the point is that this thing ended up being much larger. So the Sri Lanka officials got that part right, but the part they didn't get right was taking the intelligence and doing something about it.
Okay, and hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of Denise Simon. By the way, the death toll right now in Sri Lanka is up to 359 dead. 359 dead. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.